talking about right there on the sea, aren't they?
Well, that's a stoop.
That old red steps there.
Just a little a roof over the steps.
Yeah.
And where you kept the cows before you milk them, bring them in from pasture and you keep them in a fenced area before you took them in to milk them?
Well, they'd always come up and let them in a pen there from the pastures. Come inside and pay a pen where you can separate them from the calf and go and milk them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily a shed, because some of them had them on the shed. A lot of them didn't have a shed.
Mm-hmm. Just a cow pen? Is that?
Yes, with a fence around it.
Uh-huh. And how many head did you used to have on the farm, the average farmer? How many head of cows would you have with them?
Well, they didn't have, not like it did now. They got hundreds now. They just had dozens, you know, just a few.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a lot of them didn't have two or three milk cows. But it's altogether different now. They got hundreds of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the dairies like they got now. They just had to get the milk from the cow and peddle it or use it, but now you get it from the dairy, you see.
Mm-hmm. When you used to use the milk from the cow, where did you carry the milk in to get it up to the house?
Just nothing but about a 2 gallon pail.
Uh-huh. What was that made out of?
It was an ordinary galvanized bucket, something like that. It didn't have this porcelain, it didn't have what we've got now.
It's a tin bucket.
Syrup buckets a lot of time.
Do you ever remember using wooden buckets?
No, we never. I don't remember. Put the milk in.
Did your mother ever, or your wife even, did they ever make a cheese out of milk by cooking milk slowly on the stove to let it curdle?
No, they never did anything.
Had that. You don't have too many rocks or stones around here, but if you had a lot in your field and you wanted to clear the field, you might say you build then a kind of a wall or a fence out of that rock or stone. What would you call that?
I got that out there in the yard now. 3 foot wall. I built that
out of
lime rock.
I see.
It's all covered with vines on there.
I see. Back there where the post is.
Yes.
That's a lime rock wall?
Yes, some flat rock, but most of it's a soft rock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get them out in the wood.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to ask you some questions about food on the farm and how they used to prepare it. Today you fry your eggs in in the morning you just...
Well, you have a basket generally, if you got a pan, something like that.
You fry them in the morning, and what?
Yes, have what we call a sow belly, side meat and scrambled eggs, something like that, you know, for breakfast.
What's the thing that you use to fry the eggs in?
It's an old frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever remember using a three-legged thing in the fireplace?
That's not on the stove. You're talking about put it down before the on the hearth. And,
yes.
And,
mm-hmm. Is that a spider now?
No, that's not a spider. You call that a skillet, don't you? I don't know.
Skillet? Uh-huh.
So I'd three-legged sit it in there with coals on it and put your pan on top of that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go frying pan and fry your egg. Mm-hmm. I never did anything like that myself. I was raised in town and I never was raised on the farm.
Nice.
None of my family.
Uh-huh.
I just know.